Oh, hello, sir, Charles said. I was just meeting the Baudelaire children. Did you know they had arrived?
Of course I knew they arrived, the smoke-faced man said. I'm not an idiot.
No, of course not, Charles said. But were you aware that they were put to work in the lumber mill? On a new log day, no less. I was just explaining to them what a terrible mistake that was.
It wasn't a mistake, the man said. I don't make mistakes, Charles. I'm not an idiot.
He turned so the cloud of smoke faced the children.
Hello, Baudelaire orphans. I thought we should lay our eyes on one another.
Baytax, Sonny shrieked, which probably meant, but we're not laying eyes on one another.
I have no time to talk about that, the man said. I see you've met Charles. He's my partner. We split everything 50-50, which is a good deal. Don't you think so?
I guess so, Klaus said. I don't know very much about the lumber business.
Oh, yes, Charles said. Of course I think it's a good deal.
Well, the man said, I want to give you three a good deal as well. Now, I heard about what happened to your parents, which is really too bad. And I heard all about this Count Olaf fellow, who sounds like quite a jerk. And those odd-looking people who work for him. So, when Mr. Poe gave me a call, I worked out a deal. The deal is this. I will try to make sure that Count Olaf and his associates never go anywhere near you, and you will work in my lumber mill until you come of age and get all that money. Is that a fair deal?
The Baudelaire orphans did not answer this question, because it seemed to them the answer was obvious. A fair deal, as everyone knows, is when both people give something of more or less equal value. If you were bored with playing with your chemistry set and you gave it to your brother in exchange for his dollhouse, that would be a fair deal. If someone offered to smuggle me out of the country in her sailboat in exchange for free tickets to an ice show, that would be a fair deal. But working for years in a lumber mill in exchange for the owners trying to keep Count Olaf away is an enormously unfair deal, and the three youngsters knew it.
Oh, sir, Charles said, smiling nervously at the Baudelaires. You can't be serious. A lumber mill is no place for small children to work.
Of course it is, the man said.
He reached a hand up into his cloud to scratch an itch somewhere on his face.
It will teach them responsibility. It will teach them the value of work. And it will teach them how to make flat wooden boards out of trees.
Well, you probably know best, Charles said, shrugging. But we could read about all of those things, Klaus said, and learn about them that way.
That's true, sir, Charles said. They could study in the library. They seem very well behaved, and I'm sure they would cause no trouble.
Your library, the man said sharply. What nonsense. Don't listen to Charles, you children. My partner has insisted that we create a library for the employees at the mill. And so I let him. But it is no substitute for hard work.
Please, sir, Violet pleaded. At least let our little sister stay in the dormitory. She's only a baby.
I have offered you a very good deal, the man said. As long as you stay within the gates of the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill, this Count Olaf will not come near you. In addition, I'm giving you a place to sleep, a nice hot dinner, and a stick of gum for lunch. And all you have to do, in return, is a few years' work. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Well, it was nice to meet you. Unless you have any questions, I'll be going now. My pizza is getting cold, and if there's one thing I hate, it's a cold lunch.